This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Welcome to the season finale of My Dad Wrote a Porno. We're at the end of book six.
Dun, dun, dun.
How do we feel?
Dun, like dun, dun.
Well, you two sound
dun,
so...
Dun, dun.
You two sound so happy. I'm quite sad.
I was going to say, you know, maybe we should get that cleared for rights, but no one will know what it was.
I don't really know what I think it was. It was supposed to be dramatic. It was supposed to scream, like, you know, end scene,
yeah.
Finale, big finish.
And it screamed...
Tone deaf. Out of time.
Improved.
No. You're sad, James. You're a bit emotional.
I am sad, just because, I don't know, it's gone by so quickly, hasn't it? I guess it's only been 10 chapters this time, so it's felt a little shorter. But yeah, it's sad.
But packed into those 9 chapters has been so much confusion and complication and inconsistency and just general madness that it feels like so much longer, you know?
It's true. I'm actually intrigued now as well, given that it felt like the whole Bish thing's now he's in jail.
On the way to jail.
Oh.
I don't know if that means anything.
But oh, right.
It's factually correct to say on his way to jail.
It feels like that now is wrapped up. I'm like, what's this chapter going to be about? Who's... Because someone was knocking on the door, obviously, as we left.
Oh, yeah. Time. Yeah. Well, do you want to know the name of the chapter? That might help.
Okay.
Well, we kind of want to eke this out as long as possible. We're going to do a bit more chat.
Okay, then what else do you want to know? Let's do that one. Alex, this is your forum. You be yourself. What do you want to talk about?
No, go on. Tell me.
The chapter is called The Winner Takes It All.
Oh, my God. It's Bjorn from ABBA knocking at the door.
The winner takes it all.
Is he allowed to have that chapter title?
Winner is spelt V-I.
Wiener. The wiener takes it all. And if you're joining us for the listening party evening.
Can we hear a whoop? It echoes around the world. You heard a whoop? Great.
Can you imagine if we actually heard it in the street? Doesn't make sense temporarily, but you get my idea.
I can't believe we're just drinking water.
Well, I do have champagne.
Should we crack out some champagne?
Hell, is it not open?
Do you want it open now?
Yeah, shall we? Okay. Yeah, all right.
Do we think she said champagne, but she means Carver?
Oh no, it is real. Champagne.
Oh, God, it's got a jacket on. Oh, lovely. Yeah, no, 2 glasses will be fine. Just Jamie and I.
Shall I do the honours?
Go on, Jane.
I hereby declare...
Yes.
The season finale of My Dad Wrote a Porno officially open.
Yay!
Or started, or
what
something.
An odd tradition.
Have you ever been to anywhere?
I've never been to a dinner party, a normal party.
I've had a drink. I've had
Be
several.
A bit more generous than that.
Oh, all right.
Christ alive.
Oh, well, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
What a fun season it's been.
Cheers, my darling.
So, yeah, we have finally reached the end of this book.
Oh, it's nice, that.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's a lot's happened.
Is this posh?
Okay, we're talking about the champagne. It's really posh, yeah.
You didn't tell me when I opened it.
Nice, isn't it?
I've probably got shitter stuff to give you two.
But no, it's been a
It's crisp, isn't it? It's there's too much bubbles,
lovely,
but not too many.
It's kind of apple-y. It's actually... Oh, sorry, Jamie.
You're like Gilly Goulden and Oz Clark, you two.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying it's been a really eventful season because a lot's happened. And the last chapter, as we discussed on last week's footnotes, it kind of wraps things up. So I am intrigued to know where we go with this chapter, seeing it's called The Winner Takes It All.
It's almost like hearing your thoughts back to you, James.
Have you already said all
is
that?
Is he pissed
today?
Already?
I'm sorry.
One sip of champagne. He's on loop.
Talk about mansplaining.
Go on then. Let's get. I think we've got everything we need.
Really? Is that it? There's nothing else going on with our lives to talk about?
Oh, I'll tell you this.
Go on.
Where'd you out? I went somewhere for food last week.
If
Thursday.
This is, James, if this is that story.
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Go
yeah.
on.
I know. You're as outraged as I am. So went to this place. It wasn't the best place for food. It was just some cafe on the side of the road. Ordered on an app my food. I compiled a sandwich on an app, but basically it was like mozzarella, ham and tomato. Wait, food comes. I'm like, what's that? It's mozzarella I ordered.
No, we remember. It was only seconds ago.
Yeah. It was like a thin yellow block of cheese. That's I was like, that's bloody cheddar.
Yeah.
Can you stop guessing my story before I've done it?
You did put this on Instagram, James. It looked very sweaty, that cheese.
Oh, it was very sweaty. So I say to the woman, I'm like...
Why is he telling it like this? Like an old woman over a fence. And I said to her, Marion,
I said, excuse me, that's not mozzarella. That's. She was like, oh, no, it is. I was like, no, that's cheddar.
Mm.
She was like, oh, a lot of people say that, but it is mozzarella. I was like, if a lot of people say it, then don't you think you've got a bit of a problem? They're serving cheddar instead of mozzarella. And that was it. And then she went away.
This is finale storytelling.
Yeah.
This is the stuff of the final chapter.
So she went away.
You deserve not to have any more books.
He isn't done.
I think we should no-platform him.
She went away.
Oh, my God.
Happened. Never came back. And that was it. I just had to eat this. I was like, either this is...
That was it.
That was it. Well, came back to tell us that bit.
Yeah. Well, I was like, either this is dodgy mozzarella...
How is it still going?
...or cheap cheddar. Either way, I'm not happy.
My God. Either way, I don't care. Yeah.
So I've had a right week.
So, Belinda blinked 6. Chapter 10.
It's actually
10.
Getting funnier the more I think about it.
The tragedy of him thinking it's a good story is quite amusing. Chapter 10.
Sorry. Fantastic stories aside.
Sorry, which stories are those?
Can I just ask, just for the last time in the series, what's going
are we?
On? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Belinda was rescued by the Duchess Toffee Apple Chew and Helga, Agent Yonker, and they sent Bish and Wayne Burt and Maeve off to the clink.
Yes.
And they went back to Belinda's hotel room and they made sweet, sweet love and had a marvellous time, I think he said.
And then were disturbed just at the end by a knock on the door. And that
was
who's at the door?
I had a theory.
Go on.
I think it's room service.
With, let's just say, a very subpar sandwich.
Can you imagine? I asked for parmesan.
We thought that was an irrelevant story and that it's somehow absorbed. Do you know who I think it is?
Who?
I think it's Spooner back from the dead.
Shut up.
That's too much.
No.
Much too much.
No, because he didn't actually die.
But he had a funeral. We saw it on TV. Well,
No, it wasn't an open casket though, was it?
No, because it wasn't the 1800s.
Just saying.
Okay.
You think Spooner's back from the dead?
I don't think that he was dead. I don't mean back from the dead. I mean, like...
Oh, that he... Right.
Can I ask you why you think that?
Because
and what purpose it's going to serve for
okay,
anything?
Okay, I'll tell you for why. He's the only character I really remember. That's the end of it. And the purpose of it? It's a party, baby.
It's a hotel room party.
It's a hotel room party. Where's the party go after the after party? Goes to the hotel room party. So it's a no from you both? I thought I'd at least get like a... Oh...
Okay, so are we ready?
Are we actually ready, though?
We're ready.
Okay. Belinda Blinks 6, Chapter 10. The winner takes it all. Bright and early Monday morning at 11 a.m.
What? We ended on a knock on the door, and it sounds like we're not where we were.
Well, I mean, there is precedent for that.
Unless it was bright and early the morning of the knock on the door.
Oh, right, sorry, yeah, go on. Finish the sentence.
As we've never said to him this whole book.
Bright and early Monday morning at 11 a.m, Belinda entered Steele's Pots and Pans, a heroine.
So no, we're never going to know who was knocking on that door. That had no relevance to anything whatsoever.
It's a classic dad move. After many kisses and hugs... Tony called a meeting in the commissary.
What's the commissary?
Commissary. That's a prison reference, isn't it? Commissary. Wait one sec.
Are we going to add this to the Steel's Pots and Plans floor plan?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, the commissary, yeah.
It says here, it's a store for equipment and provisions, particularly for military personnel, a lunchroom, especially in a motion picture studio.
Is Steel's Pots and Plans a motion picture studio?
Or a military base.
Maybe it could be either.
So the canteen, which they've always referred to as the canteen until now, cool.
After many kissing and hugs, Tony called a meeting in the commissary. Brothers and sisters of Steel's.
Weird. Aww. Now it's a cult.
I want to stand up and put my, like, salute.
Yeah, like, Belinda's come back a heroine, apparently. Brothers and sisters of Steel's, please welcome the saviour of our business, the conqueror of our competition, and a true lioness of cookware.
It is rousing.
Mm.
Belinda Bounty Blumenthal.
Yes!
What, Bounty? Her middle name's Bounty.
Oh my god, I got a head rush.
Like a bounty bar. Like a coconut chocolate bounty
spelt
bar.
Spelt the same way, yeah.
Named Belinda... after the bounty bar.
It's three B's again.
I mean, her mum was probably high when she named her. Belinda Bounty.
So the three B's could just be her and...
Could have just been her name.
But it's the logo of the beans. So.
Also, is Bounty even a name? I don't...
It's not a name.
Anything can be a name.
Bounty's quite a nice name.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow, yes.
I do feel like Alice would call her kids, like,
weird
names.
It's a bad name.
Yeah.
We did talk in the early days about similar Vigor Levine.
Yeah. What have you toyed with in the past? What's the most unusual name you've considered?
Well, you know, I like kookier names. I like older names.
Oh, God. For a second, I thought kookier was one of the names. Kookier Levine.
I'm just shouting that around a park.
Too kooky for you?
Kookier.
You can't get kookier than kookier.
Your hummus and grape sandwich is ready.
Okay, don't, because my mum actually got a bit upset about that.
Didn't think she still listened.
Oh, no, she doesn't. My brother told her.
When I say still, I mean ever.
I'll start knitting a blanket for Kukia now.
Hey, James, it could be another godchild that you forget about.
Hey! You have to stop saying that.
I would never.
Oh, sip champagne.
So blah, 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 Belinda Bounty Blumenthal. The cheers were deafening.
It's a lot of people that work there.
Even Ethel heard them.
Oh, Ethel, risen from the dead through the celebration.
And Belinda fake bashfully got up on the demonstration stage.
There's a demonstration stage in the commissary.
On the commissary, yeah.
I was like fake bashfully, like, oh, guys, like, don't. Honestly, just get your own go.
It's kind of the way, though, isn't it? She's going in, she knows she's going to be lauded.
Thank you, Tony. She beamed. And thank you, valued colleagues.
Very personalised.
Yeah, lovely. So emotional.
Cock is victorious.
Wait, lots of people in the room don't know about Cock, because Cock's a secret organisation, isn't it, if I recall?
Yeah, well, but...
it's the confidential order of Cookware Nights, very much so.
But in the context of Steel Pots and Pans, where everyone shags everyone, even if they just thought it meant a cock, I think it'd be fine. Everyone like, yeah, Cock is victorious, love Cock. I love Cock too.
Big up the dicks. Okay, yeah, fine.
Cock is victorious. We defeated evil Bish. And I couldn't have done it without your help.
Okay, so now quite out in the open, isn't it? quite unambiguous. Yeah.
The Cock members present chanted en masse.
Oh, here we go. I love a chant.
Bish is gone. Steel's has won. Work is done for today. Let's have some fun.
Oh!
Are you ready, James?
Bish is gone. Steel's has won. Work is done for today. Let's have some fun.
Cheers!
Bella and Giselle slinked their sexy bodies around Belinda and started undressing her item of clothing by item of clothing.
On the demonstration stage.
Belinda is our queen bee. She's an icon. Who wants her relics?
Bella screamed as she tore Belinda's blouse into little shreds and threw them into the throng.
Is it me or is it louder than usual?
It's so much more shrill, but I don't know how.
I'm sorry. It's on the demonstration stage.
And it did say she screamed, to be fair. Yeah. Hang on, is Bella still international sales director?
Both are true. Yeah, I guess so.
So what's Belinda?
Freelance? I don't know.
Freelance! Welcome back as a freelancer, Belinda!
Well, she is doing EDAD, isn't she?
Oh, every day of a different desk.
Mm. So she's throwing these little bits of blouse into the throng as if they're like, you know, bits of the crucifix.
Sorry?
That's what relics are, right? They're like, you know, ancient parts of Jesus.
Right.
I just thought of it in the generic sense as meaning like leftovers. It's oh, okay. A relic
well,
of.
That's true. What, the relic of the blouse they just ripped open?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, which is a weirder interpretation? That or pieces of Jesus?
No, pieces of the crucifix, not pieces of Jesus.
Yeah, but did you say that represent like bits of his body or something?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a very lapsed Catholic.
No, the cross. You know that people sell bits of the old cross?
The real one.
Yeah. So from 2,000 years ago, they've managed to keep bits of old cross, which you can buy.
You're on very, very rocky ground here.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just relaying information.
But lots of people sell it.
This champagne is so strong.
I know. This is going to be a really weird episode, everyone.
Wait, I'm so confused. So, like, where did everybody find the bits?
Well, that's a question.
Alice, you are opening a can of worms. And
hey, I wasn't brought up with the faith, whereas you two, you should be defending it.
We've been excommunicated.
Not surprised.
The professionalism went downhill from there. As the entire company took a 24-hour sabbatical for Fuckfest purposes.
Fuckfest 2021, baby!
Don't forget your wristband.
A passes! It's Fuckfest! Woo!
Literally access all areas of each other.
We got it.
Okay. Okay, we need to stop
Very
drinking because we are honestly...
Access all areas of their bodies. Of each other.
Oh my goodness. God. I hope everyone at home is drinking as well, because otherwise...
Fuckfest 2021.
Oh my God. Be there or be square.
In other words, everyone had Latin for six, and it felt like old times.
No, now you've lost me. What?
You're speaking in tongues.
Everyone had Latin for six.
Latin for six?
I don't speak Latin. James.
What?
Does James?
You're a better Catholic than me.
What?
I'm not even going to Google it. I've just twigged.
What?
Sex.
That's actually good. I like that. Mm. I had Latin for six last night.
At Fuckfest 2021.
Latin for six.
Latin for six. And it felt like old times. Bella, international sales director, she is still international sales director, wasted no time in jumping onto head of marketing, Ian Snail.
Leaves the trail.
Shut up!
Sorry, we're just talking about Ian Snail at the end of book six.
How have we never heard about Ian before?
Ian Snail! Head of marketing, Ian Snail.
Carries his office on his back.
He doesn't need to eat that. So she wasted...
No. Jamie, stop the book there. Stop it. That's enough.
Oh, my God. Cheers.
It cannot
that.
Be topped.
It shall be tossed.
Oh, Christ. Ian Snail.
Ian fucking Snail. As I live and breathe, Ian Snail.
Sorry, Snail.
We have to put a warning on this. Just like,
oh my God. Ian Snail is allergic to salt.
He's not slug.
Aren't they the same?
They are, they're slugs with houses.
Just spat my champagne all over my face.
I would ask why we've never heard about him before. Because this is the best day of my life.
It takes him so long to get to the office.
Oh, Ian Snail's late again. Snail.
Stupidly Ian Snail.
Wait, what's his job?
Head of marketing.
Head of marketing, okay. Mm.
So, Bella, international sales director.
He's on the marketing snail.
Wasted no time in jumping onto head of marketing, Ian Snail.
Just slide right off.
Don't need to jump, walk up to him.
Ian Snail.
Don't crunch him.
Ian Snail's lap.
Oh.
She knew he was a prude who looked down on everyone.
Such a weird description. This is why he's never at the parties.
It sounds like a dickhead. Ian Snail, what a twat.
She knew he was a prude who looked down on everyone and would no doubt lambast her in his slot on tomorrow's Steel's radio broadcast.
What on earth?
This is Ian Snail in the morning.
It's been a damn night, so Ian Snail's about.
What? Sorry, Ian Snail does the breakfast show for Steel's Pots and Pans.
Sorry, there is a breakfast show for Steel's Pots and Pans. There's a radio station.
What is it? Hospital radio? Maybe other companies.
What's he talking?
Ian Snail does hospital radio for Steel's Pots and Pans.
To be fair, DJ Ian Snail does sound a classic DJ name. Right, sorry, can you... Right, now we've got it all...
Yeah.
We've heard it. Yeah, can we hear it in its entirety?
Bella, international sales director, wasted no time in jumping onto head of marketing Ian Snail's lap. She knew he was a prude who looked down on everyone and would no doubt lambast her in his slot on tomorrow's Steel's radio broadcast.
How have we never heard the show?
What is all this new information?
Why now?
Yeah.
You've had so long.
Oh, my goodness. But Bella lived by her one and only rule.
Don't listen to Steel's radio.
No shame, no gain.
Doesn't even rhyme, does it? What does it mean?
No shame, no gain. He was one of the...
Oh, we're still on Ian.
Oh, my God.
He was one of the last names on her colleague bingo card, and she was not about to miss the opportunity.
Oh, so she's working her way through the whole office.
Well, that makes a bit more sense for her character arc.
Do you... Please. Do you think that's a thing? Do you think people have that in their offices?
No.
Well, we worked in an office together.
Mm.
Think about that office.
Oh, no, they all did, actually.
What? Well, then why were we all left out? Why weren't we on someone's card? I never slept with anybody in that office. Did you?
No.
Did you?
No.
So everyone was at it apart from the three of us.
Oh, it was quite a promiscuous office. It was a bit Steel's Pots and Pans.
It was a bit, yeah.
I feel genuinely left out.
For Belinda, it had been a hell of a few weeks.
Tell me about... We've been there, sweetheart.
She was ready for carnal congress, and she was to be Speaker of the House.
Lovely. Very nice.
It's quite good, Dad.
Who is the Speaker of the House? Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, currently.
So she's the Nancy Pelosi of sex.
The fucking...
That is quite... Sorry. That is quite clever.
We've dwelled on it long
carnal
enough.
Congress.
Yeah,
okay.
Then it stands alongside Ian Snail. You have to weigh these things up.
Peaks and troughs.
Yeah, exactly.
Life is full of, you know, Ian Snails and carnal congress. You know, it's ups and downs.
She giddily ran into the ringa-ringa rosy of her very own RSMs.
Okay, important to note, a nursery rhyme about, was it? Death by
Death,
measles? Black Death, is it?
Yeah, the plague.
Plague. Cool.
Right. Lovely.
Sexy.
So she giddily ran into the ringa-ringa rosy of her very own RSMs. Patrick, Dave, Ken and Des, or PTKD RSM4, as Belinda had always called them.
Never.
Altogether, not in her whole life.
As our catchphrase goes.
PDKD RSM4, who were all naked and ready for action. The mere sight of Belinda's bosom made Paddy's penis puff up.
Oh, the sight of her boobs can't. They're always out.
Yeah.
Puff up.
That's swelling.
Get an antihistamine, sweetheart.
Belinda smiled. His cock was as inspiring as Patty Boyd, and she hopped on board. Who's Patty? I know who Patty Boyd is.
Oh, go
Patty
on.
Boyd is, I think...
Does he?
Yeah, one of the Beatles. It's either Ringo Starr or George.
Patty Boyd is not one of the Beatles.
Or George Harrison's wife.
George, John, Paul and Patty Boyd.
Yeah, that fifth Beatle didn't quite make the cut. It was Patty Boyd. No, I think she was one... Yeah, either Ringo or George's... Google her. Like, wife.
We were going to until you started rambling.
Sorry.
She was married to Eric Clapton. Is that who you mean?
Oh.
So she was in the Beatles and she was married to Eric Clapton.
Wonderful Tonight is written about her.
Oh. Are you sure she wasn't married to George Harrison? Maybe she was married to both of them.
I'm really trying to help you here, Jane, but it's not looking good. She was more. Marriage to George Harrison.
And but Eric Clapton.
And Eric Clapton. And Wonderful Tonight was written about her.
Any other songs?
If I Needed Someone.
Oh.
From
if
George
I
Harrison.
Need Somebody. That one.
No, that's Gabrielle.
Shola-rama.
Shola-rama. Oh my God, can we have a moment of silence for Shola-rama? She's still with us, but I just miss her. Something.
Tune.
And For You Blue.
Oh my God.
And Clapton songs, Layla, Bell Bottom Blues, and Wonderful Tonight.
These are all about Boydie.
This is all about Patty
Boyd. She inspired all of those songs.
All those songs.
So his dick was as inspiring as Patty Boyd.
Oh,
is
that what got it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh God, if his dick starts singing.
You might need somebody.
Singing Shola-rama.
So, yeah.
Dick
was as his cock was as inspiring as Patty Boyd.
Very then.
Very exceptionally prodigious.
And she hopped on board.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's true that Patrick O'Hanlon was very spirited in the sack. Through bum pushes, he injected her with his Irish cream as he gushed up her twitchel.
Right, don't like most of that. Injected her with Irish cream.
I'm more fixated on twitchel myself.
Well, twitchel's actually, that's from our neck of the woods, isn't it, James?
What is a twitchel? A little, like, cut through?
Little gunnel, little...
Yeah,
I
don't know what that is.
It's just like a little
like
alley,
an alleyway
down the side of a building.
So he's injected Irish cream into her twitchel.
Actually, it kind of works because it is sort of like a little...
It is small, yeah, it's small and narrow. Like a, I think, a vagina?
Depends on the vagina.
Yeah, so I think we would say a snicket for that.
What, in Manchester?
Yeah.
Which sounds more vagina-y.
A snicket. in the old lemony snicket.
A snicket or a twitchel.
Hang on, let me find other words. Like, because I think every area has its own word for alley.
Yeah, gunnel I know.
Gunnel,
which also sounds quite good for it.
Oh, here we go. Let's see if any of these are good for vagina.
Okay.
Ginnel.
Oh, ginnel I'm thinking of, not gunnel, yeah.
Oh, what's a gunnel then?
Sally Gunnel, isn't she a runner?
I think you're thinking of Sally Gunnel.
She's an Olympic hurdler.
Diddlem.
Oh,
I like diddlem.
I did her in the diddlem.
Bobola.
Upper Bobola.
Upper Bobola.
Wasn't that the last pandemic? That's a bowler.
We got it.
Thank God it's sunny today because I need some shade.
Back in your box, you.
You too.
Twittum.
Twittum.
That sounds like a bit, there's a bit of twattage in Twittum, isn't there? Mm.
I don't like this one. Cheese log.
Oh my God, who says that?
In Berkshire.
Oh wow.
Berkshire, you rancid little toads.
A dimpsy. I like that. Dimpsy. Maybe it's a bit too cutesy. Yeah.
We know each other so well now. We could perfectly talk dirty to one another, I think.
Show us your dimpsy, go on.
Dimpsy's too late. Ooh.
I'm not showing my dimpsy to you.
Put your dimpsy away. And then finally, from Bristol, Gert.
Well, that's hardcore, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit harsh, isn't it, that one?
Gert.
Right, in the Gert. I kicked her in the Gert. Yeah, no, it's not all right.
This dynamite sex act added fuel to her fanny, and Belinda immediately knew the next one was needed. Turning to Dave Wilcox, she stuffed his drain pipe into a downspout.
Oh, someone's been doing DIY, Rocky.
And screamed, "Make it rain!"
Oh my God, this woman.
He had stamina, rhythm, and quite loud grunts, all of which made Belinda get off within 3.25 minutes.
What I really enjoy is, Rocky will get down to some quite like gross sex, but he doesn't really know what to do once they're there.
He's just moving through them all. And they did it. And penetrate and leave.
Like, he doesn't really know. And like, everybody just like comes really quickly so he can move on.
Yeah,
I want a face fuck finish. Belinda screamed.
A face fuck finish?
Are you sure?
Who are we?
Brummy, right? Dave Walcott, we said.
Yeah, like Dudley, yeah, Kidderminster.
Dudley, though, not the same as Brummy. Don't get us into trouble.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Black country.
Are you sure? Dave spluttered. Obey me, but avoid my hair, including lashes and brows.
Oh, God, is it all fake? Has she got fake lashes on?
He gunked thick dollops of white cum all over her beautiful face.
We haven't had cum for a while, have we?
No.
That's a lot. On what? Her hair?
Face.
Not in beautiful clotted cream dollops.
What? And he managed to avoid her eyelashes, eyebrows, and hair.
He's an artist. So his milkshake was thick, the texture of warm margarine.
I don't like how much he's dwelling on the cum.
Does he think this is the sexiest bit? The viscosity of the cum?
Warm margarine?
Yeah.
It's very liquid, warm margarine. Very oil, like just an oil. Just an oil slick.
Yeah. His milkshake was thick, the texture of warm margarine.
Has he ever made a milkshake? It sounds disgusting.
With the scent of bleach. Bleach.
Bleach margarine.
What cum smells of bleach, would you?
Well, I suppose bleach, if you always come in the toilet, then it probably smells of bleach.
Yeah. Do you know what someone revealed to me once? Pancake batter.
Oh, really?
It smells like cum.
Does it?
Mm. Next time you're making pancakes, stick your nose in.
So loads of teenage boys are like, Mum, I was just not making pancakes.
I'm just flipping the pancake.
All over this magazine, I was just making pancakes.
Belinda loved this face mask. And as she rubbed the proteins and micro minerals into her skin...
It's not face cream, Madonna.
She moved...
What about L'Oreal Paris? Why is he going into like... The peptides.
She is worth it.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's come.
Into her skin. She moved on to her next comrade. Without missing a beat, Belinda squatted on Des Martin's face.
She never misses a beat. She is mustard on the beat. She has never missed a beat.
He was always good for lubrication, whether through tears or dribble.
Oh, Christ. Neither a good lubricant.
Through advanced aerobic moves... Belinda was able to smear Paddy's sap onto Dez's damp patch.
And Wait, smear?
So the cum from before, she's put on...
That's where? On her face, isn't it?
Yeah, so she's wiped it off her face, which she's...
Oh, no, because Paddy, like, gushed up a twitchel. So if she's sitting on his face, she'll still have Paddy inside.
She can deposit that. So
she
can deposit Paddy onto who?
Onto Dez.
And then her face is covered in who?
Dave. Dave Wilcox, yeah.
So if she snogs somebody, then they're getting
They'll get Dave.
Oh, lucky them.
So through advanced aerobic moves, Belinda was able to smear Paddy's sap onto Dez's damp patch.
That's
enabling...
how four people father one child.
Enabling maximum titillation.
Is this the prequel to Mamma Mia?
Oh my
in
God.
20 years' time, on an island in Crete.
Meryl Streep.
Mom, tell me how you met my dad. Really, are you sure?
In time, she left one head and supplied another kind.
Right, yeah, blowjob.
She took his cock in her sticky jaws and closed her mouth.
It's all very... I feel like she's like cartwheeling over one person, like jumping on another.
Then,
like, it's like an assault course.
And then that like sexy drop she does. Yeah. And...
aerobic moves, guys, you know. As she sucked him off, Dez was in rapture and spontaneously began to play the drum solo from Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight on her ample ass cheeks.
It's a bit like the EastEnders.
When you do it, yeah.
You've got a subwoofer in your mouth.
Thank you.
So to speak.
That's another word. Belinda's subwoofer was...
All of a sudden, Belinda felt a vibration in her thigh region.
Wait, it's not going to be bloody Send Your Zip, is it?
She knew it wasn't part of the song, so she...
Interception.
So she immediately checked her garter pager.
Oh my God.
Alice! How do you know?
For the first time in 10 chapters, I actually know what's going on.
Alice, guess what?
What?
Belinda blinked.
Come on! partner.
Can we do garter pager?
Mm. Well, it's just a pager and a garter. I think a garter pager is making it sound more high tech than it is.
So Belinda blinked.
Never forget, James, part of that phrase is pager, which is one of the oldest technologies. Yeah. It goes back to Mayan times.
Sir James has requested my presence.
Sir James!
She articulated to the throng of colleagues. Sir James has requested my presence. Like, why is she telling everyone this? I haven't said?
Sir James, but Sir James left the company.
Has he?
Do you remember he's gone like vigilante?
Oh, yeah.
He's gone to like investigate his wife's death or something.
Oh, Arabelle or Arabella or whatever she's called.
So Sir James has requested my presence. Sir James? What? Impossible? Get off!
Oh my god!
Get off!
I would pay good money for this one-man show.
How did he know the voices to do that?
I just made some up.
Okay,
Sir James. What? Impossible! Get off!
Who's get off? Who's that? Who's that little sissy at the end?
That's Ian Snail. Sweaty voices sounded.
Sweaty voices. Ugh, wet mouth.
Sweat's the least of your worries on those mouths.
No, Sir James is on a mission to avenge his Mrs. Mishap of Death.
His Mrs. Mishap of Death?
Yes, which, yeah.
Mrs. Mishap.
Not a smart man, is he, this guy?
Dave.
This Dave.
Also, death's not really a mishap, is it? Oh, I'm like, I've died.
There's been a little bit of a mishap. Oh, right, yeah.
Your wife's dead.
Mishap, womp, womp, womp. The police at your door. You might want to sit down. There's been a mishap.
You're not going to believe this. There's been a shenanigan.
Her thigh jiggled again. She read her paging device with 98% concentration. The extra two were reserved for the coming Ken in the breakout zone.
He's still coming.
In the breakout zone.
Lovely. Can't do it at your desk.
That was not the purpose of the breakout zone.
It isn't his desk. Oh, Ethel. I'm oozing between your beautiful bits of beef.
Ethel's involved.
Why shouldn't she be?
Well...
No, why shouldn't she be? Why shouldn't Ethel have a good time?
Well, I don't think you heard me properly. I said, Ethel's involved. Yes, Queen Ethel.
More like it.
Oh, Ethel, I'm oozing between your beautiful bits of beef. Reading once again, Belinda sprang to her heels. No, I must answer my mentor, friend and co-worker when he pages.
Not your co-worker.
I would say he's not your mentor either, really.
Or your friend.
So none of the above, good.
He's got no right to reply, has he? She can say whatever she wants.
Moments later, Belinda was sat in Sir James's office. It hadn't changed much. It still had a tottering pile of petty cash slips on the desk and a boar's head on the wall.
A mixture of styles.
Mm. Hi, Sir James, Belinda said, trying to wipe the sweat from her erogenous zones.
And the cum. Oh, he's not happy, is he?
Sir James snorted.
Why is he there?
I thought you were off finding the slayer of your wife.
Slayer.
Slayer of your wife is totally a spin-off.
What's that? What? Oh, yes. No. Well, yes. I'm...
Has he just woken from a nap?
What was that? What? Oh, yes. Well, no. Well, yes. I'm temporarily out of spying action due to a spot of back trouble, if you must know, Blumenthal. Belinda flashed him a smile from the face and an eyeful from the crotch. Sir James drooled spit.
Mmm.
Regaining composure, he almost shouted, I understand you aren't happy, Blumenthal.
What?
Is she going to get a promotion?
What, oh. Where can she go?
To the top.
To the very top.
She could be the chairwoman. She could be the MD.
Wait. Could she get her bonus?
Oh my God.
The books are, all the bylines were, how the sexiest woman in Pots and Pans got
fucking
her bonus.
Fucking hell, she's earned it. If this doesn't earn it...
I understand you aren't happy, Blumenthal. Excuse me, Sir James. I'm as happy as Victoria and Albert, thank you.
Were they famous?
Let's not dwell. Alice, there's no time.
Something about your title drop. Oh, well, yes, sir. The demotion was a bit of a shock.
Imagine what she looks like for this chap. She's coated in calm.
Hair.
She's like,
all over.
Honestly, fake eyelash stuck to her forehead, one stuck to her chest, cum all over her from four different people, like dressed in tatters, torn to shreds. And she's like, oh, yeah, no, actually, yeah, it would be great to talk about my future at the company right now.
So the demotion was a bit of a shock. Belinda's lips moved.
Why?
Sir James gobbled, half distracted by his desktop toasty maker.
You would be.
Why do they all have, like, devices to make snacks in their office?
Because it's a pots and pans company, I don't know.
I just don't think any of them ever go home, so that's the only way they can
eat.
Oh,
that's true, yeah.
The medical's not on duty with a bloody beef flaps or whatever it is.
And Tony's got, like, a sofa bed in his office.
It's a very sad company when you think about it. Terrible work-life balance.
Thank God for Ian Snail's show. He really raises everyone's spirits.
Couldn't get through a morning without that breakfast show.
Really is the jester of the company, isn't he?
My favourite feature is Snail's Mail, where he reads all the texts and emails from listeners.
And letters from the post bag. Oh my God, it's also got to be like a 10-hour show because nobody else is doing one.
Also, he's very slow.
Oh my gosh, he speaks really slow. Hello and welcome to Steel's Radio.
100% that is how he talks.
Here's Snail's Mail.
I mean, that's just a bonus episode, isn't it? Jamie doing, Ian doing.
A whole footnote.
Yeah. Snail.
Snail's Radio show.
Snail's Radio.
Oh my God, yeah.
So he's like, why? Well, because I really do feel it's a bit of an insult given. But Sir James cut her off.
Look, business is brutal, Blumenthal. It's not personal. It's a job, and you need to stop looking at it like an extension of your lifestyle.
Two things. What has happened to Sir James?
Is this not his boy?
He's been very snarly and gnarly. Secondly, they make you live, eat, breathe pots and pans. What does he expect?
Yeah.
This is what they've demanded of her.
Her lifestyle is her job. Like, there's no distinction.
And most companies would applaud that mentality.
Yeah, I don't like his manner at all.
But Sir James, I've given everything to this company.
Exactly.
I nearly died twice. For the love of the Norse gods, I nearly died twice.
She's got a point.
And in so doing, you missed valuable trading time.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Sir James.
If you can't sell a pan, get out of the kitchen. That's what I say. Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Don't sell them in kitchens because you're probably in the wrong place.
But Sir James.
Silence! I never want to hear about your complaining again, Blumenthal.
Oh my God.
Do you understand me?
Oh my God.
Peel off his face, see who's underneath.
You should be glad of any job at all in this economy.
Not in this economy.
You are nothing but a worker aunt. And are as replaced...
A worker what?
Aunt.
Aunt.
Aunt. Aunt? Whose aunt is she?
Do not even posh people say aunt. They don't say aunt.
They just say aunt.
The aunts. We've got an aunt problem.
An aunt's nest.
Specify aunt.
Somebody left the jam out. There's aunts everywhere.
There's aunts in my parts.
You are nothing but a worker aunt. And are as replaceable as a used toilet roll.
I mean, there's more delicate ways to say that, aren't there?
Belinda was flummoxed.
Yep.
You're not going to cry, are you?
What has happened to him?
Is he drunk?
What, Jamie or?
Yeah, I was assuming.
Because business is brutal and there's no room for emotions.
He's gone off to avenge the death of his long-dead wife, Arabelle, or whatever.
Moments later, Belinda was in the ladies' loos.
Crying.
Not to cry.
Oh.
No, James.
Never. Instead, Belinda took out her personal, not work, telephone device.
Telephone.
Sir James's words were still bellowing around her head.
Business is brutal, Blumenthal.
Oh, yes, the meeting was in a cave.
I love an echo in this book.
Ensuring her aloneness by looking from the powder room bit to the toilet bit, she dialed.
Who's she calling?
Wait, who do you think?
I don't know, sorry, I keep having... Well, the last theory worked so well, I thought I'll throw in another.
Rewind.
Oh no, not another rewind. Do you remember he did a rewind before?
Is it a fucking flashback?
Rewind. The sun beads scattered across Belinda's Berlin hotel room. She gazed down.
It's the knock. It's the knock at the door. It's going to be the knock at the door. It's going to be the fucking knock at the door.
Oh my God. Everyone, sit up straight. Sit up straight.
She gazed down.
Oh, rewind. I love a rewind.
We turn her down.
Pause. She gazed down at two of the bravest women on land, sea or space. How lucky she was to have an MI5 duchess and an FBI agent in her corner of life.
I'm so fucking excited.
An efficient rap on the door startled her.
I'm so pissed now.
Surely Bish hadn't escaped from the jailhouse already. Tentatively, Belinda crossed the room. She picked up the handle.
There's no time.
She picked up the handle and turned. She opened the door, crossing all fingers and toes for hospitality. But instead...
Why can this woman not even open a door like a normal person?
But instead of a bellhop, there stood a Petra.
Petra?
Herr Bisch's personal assistant,
we remember
to
her.
Be explicit.
Petra?
Hang on, we're not going to get Petra voice,
fuck,
are we?
I can't redo it.
Yes, you can.
I'm
sorry.
Well, clearer.
Oh.
I see the Fräulein Smithy is not so truthful.
Yeah. Oh, because you're Smithy and she's not.
Yeah.
Belinda Blumenthal.
What do you want, Belinda barked. What do you want? Belinda barked, not wanting to entertain the enemy. Petra watched every inch of Belinda's naked body, taking in tits, tum and flaps. Eyes lingering on the upper thigh bone, Petra kind of whispered,
"Oh, is true."
Belinda looked where Petra looked. The beautiful bee tree tattoo was stunning in the morning hue.
So, here's the deal.
Petra...
Here's the what?
The deal.
Oh, right.
So, here's the deal.
It's very hard for her to be menacing because she's completely... like, you just can't hear a word she's saying.
Petra continued back to normal volume.
So, here's the deal. Due to the unforeseen circumstances of last night... And the fact that you are here's only here. The boys!
Not the bees!
No. The boss's business is yours.
She's taken over Bish Hair Salon.
Belinda blinked.
Do you understand?
I hope she does. I hope you understand.
Do you understand? You inherit it all.
Can you give us a hope you understand for old time's sake?
I hope you understand.
Can you please make it that in the book?
You inherited all. You are now president and chief operating executive officer of Bish Hair Salon.
Fucking
hell. Oh my God, what a twist.
Emotions chugged through Belinda's body like Thomas the Tank Engine on a coal binge.
What's my first Thomas the Tank Engine reference?
Also, not sure you can say Thomas the Tank Engine is on any kind of binge.
She finally managed to settle her stomach and spoke. You snivelling disgrace of a schnitzel.
Oh, God.
What on earth makes you think that I would ever take that job? I am a loyal team member of Steels, Pots and Pans. We love each other. We support each other, and we have each other's backsides.
I mean, she's just been given a what we imagine is multi-million pound conglomerate.
Yeah, but Belinda's loyal. She's nothing if not loyal.
Listen here, Petra. We will destroy you on the free market economy of crockery, Belinda said with authority. She slammed the door on Petra and blew out of her mouth. Fast forward.
Business is brutal. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sir James's talk clattered around Belinda's cerebral matter, holding her nose from the slight stench of the Steeles' toilets.
It's Bella been in there.
Belinda finished dialing. Nervous-like, she held the phone to her right ear hole. Hello, is that Petra? Es ist Belinda? I've changed my mind. How soon can I start?
Oh, holy shit.
Belinda, blink.
Oh my God! And that is the end of book six.
Fucking smashed it.
Really? Seriously?
Absolutely smashed it.
Twist after twist.
Twist after fucking twist. Twist, baby, twist.
And Ian Snail. So we got everything we ever wanted.
Oh, I didn't care about anything after Ian Snail.
Yeah, I stopped listening. Sorry. So, wow. That's so good.
Yeah.
She's officially the queen of pots and pans. Like, before, she was sort of a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
Now she's a big, fat, car in a fucking ocean.
She's a shark at this stage. All her loyalties are gone.
But she was so loyal. She was, like you said, Al, she was offered the biggest job of you could ever even imagine. And she said no,
so
because
James,
she was loyal.
Fucked it.
Yeah. Business is brutal. Well, yeah, it is now, because you're fucked, mate.
This is full Game of Thrones.
Okay, two things. One, try Oxybrillo. Two, cry no more knife. That's all in there, isn't it? She's got all that upstairs.
No.
Three.
No.
That's how to sink Bish Hastling really, really quickly.
No. This is all too much. This is like...
It's a head rush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now she is the head. What was she again? She was the...
CFO or CEO or...
The COEO. CIEIO.
She was the PCOEO.
I beg your pardon?
President and Chief Operating Executive Officer of Bish Hastling. Wow. Belinda is like... The biggest,
pots
and
Don.
Pan mogul in the world.
She's the pots and pans godfather.
She's got a whole new team to bed in.
Oh
like...
my God, who's she going to take with her? I mean, the only loyal one really is Ian Snail.
How will she live without his bulletins?
Jamie, I'm worried about how much Germany there might be in future.
Oh no.
She's got to rename it though. That's got to be the first port call.
Oh yeah, just put her name on it.
That has got to be one of the best chapters he's ever written. That was absolute gold.
That was amazing. And it makes it all worth it somehow.
No.
What it does mean is that the tattoo actually was a thing.
Because
if that's the thing that Petra looked at to be like, Zomich is true.
The heir.
So it has proved that, although anyone could get a tattoo, but it proves that
of
she
a well-known
is
beans company.
The heir of the company.
Oh my God, I'm going to get the Apple logo on my arm. See you two jobs later.
You're like, I've got Nike, I've got Apple.
Tim Cook, is he all right?
Watch your back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, let us know what you thought of the big finale.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I'm bowled over.
I'm a gog.
And let us know what you think's going to happen next with Belinda.
And we should just say as well that book six is available to buy as an ebook and also as an actual real life book. I think Dad does those now. Just go to Amazon and type in Belinda Blinked.
And if there's going to be a big Belinda shaped hole in your life now, then you should come see us on tour in 2022.
Yes, all over.
And back to US and Canada.
Come on.
Yes, we've finally rerouted it, so we're going to come back. Brand new dates, keep your eyes open for when they go on sale from our Instagram. That's probably the best place. Instagram, Twitter, we'll tell you there. Or mydadwreckporno.com.
And our UK Europe dates were obviously rescheduled. So if you've got your ticket already, then you're fine. But yeah. Otherwise, there are some left in a few cities, so get yours now.
We chucked a few extras in, you know.
And we will be coming back for Christmas, of course. Because it's not Christmas without Belinda.
Oh, yes.
This has just been the best. Please like Rocky next time you see him.
I will, Dad. Yes. What an amazing, amazing book.
Great
just
book.
Brilliant, as always. He always delivers.
He always, somehow, weirdly. And thanks to all the listeners for all your contributions, all your fan art, anything we've used in the show. We love it all. So thank you for being so involved.
You really are the best people to do this with. We love it.
Keep it coming. We've got plenty of time now till Christmas.
Yeah, keep us entertained, yeah? And if you really can't wait for the tour, just rewind. Just go back to the beginning.
And then quickly fast forward.
Ta-ra!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.